The radio pieces you're about to hear from the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive were created by Tony Schwartz. For over 30 years, Tony Schwartz produced weekly radio programs about sound for the New York City public radio station, WNYC. Schwartz also created records for Smithsonian Folkways that feature his distinct style, described as part anthropological study, part hometown travelogue. Schwartz developed a portable tape recording setup in the 1950s, which enabled him to collect sounds outside the studio. So he did recordings in the streets of New York and also in his home. He edits and presents his pieces in a very distinct way. Plus, Tony Schwartz is very likable. A tenderness, humor, curiosity, and intimacy come through in his pieces. A poignant detail is that he was agoraphobic and rarely traveled outside his New York City neighborhood. His recordings create an expansive sonic world. The first of these three pieces by Tony Schwartz is called Favorite Sounds and was recorded at the Jewish Guild for the Blind in New York City in 1963. The second features the voices of New York City teenagers and is called How We Remember, produced in 1970. And the third piece in this selection of works by Tony Schwartz is about the pleasures of sound and is called Music in Marble Halls from 1962.
Good morning, Tom. The other evening, I was invited to the New York Guild for the Jewish Blind to present sound and sound stories to a number of elderly people. And as part of the evening, I recorded these people telling their names and their favorite sound or their most beautiful sound that they could think of.
My name is Morris Feldman.
And what is your favorite sound?
Classical music.
My name is Frieda London.
And
what I'd like to say is that sounds and voices mean very, very much to blind people. Mm-hmm. And almost tell the character of a person.
My name is Alex Rothman. And my beautiful sound would be nice music.
Marguerite Thomas. The sound I love is music.
My name is Victor Light. One of my favorite sounds is the voice of my father and mother.
My name is Leah Behar, and I love the sound of the whistling of the birds in the morning.
My name is Margaret Doherty. I like the sound of music, all kinds of music.
The sound of activity, of day's activity coming to a quiet end.
My name is Bill Sheedle. My favorite sound is music.
My name is Jimmy Palizzi, and I like the sound of church bells.
My name is Sophie McConaughey. I love the sound of children playing and of music.
My name is Anna Rabinovich, and I like the birds. Just very, very much I like the birds.
Hello, my name is Tilly Temsky. My favorite is to be in the chorus. That is my best fish to be.
My name is Julia Twyman. I like the sound of church bells chiming.
I like the sound of children laughing and telling jokes.
My name is Mary Schmidt, and I think running water is the nicest sound that I know. A brook.
My favorite sound is the clinking, the feel of dollar bills. The bigger the denomination, the better the sound.
Well, I think this last gentleman was just kidding us. I think, in fact, he had written a beautiful poem about the sound of, I believe it was his mother's voice. I think that on your program you play a lot of the music that these people love, but I thought this morning I might just play a few sounds that they spoke of just to listen to and to enjoy. The first sound is the sound of a country brook. And the next one is for those listeners who like the birds in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one this morning is the sound of the church bells that many people love, and there are a lot of them in our city, and they go like this. Well, I hope some of our blind friends enjoyed those sounds, and this is Tony Schwartz saying, see you soon, Tom. Good morning. Here's a story I recorded the other day that a young teenager told me.
I got up early this morning, put on my polka-dotted tie and jacket, had breakfast, rode to Dalton.
And here's another one that another teenager told me.
After putting on my blue and gray spotted tie, I took my black bicycle downstairs and hopped on it and rode two blocks down to the 86th Street crosstown and then rode across the transverse where I almost was run over by a bus, an 18 crosstown bus. And then I got to school, and I went off the elevator, and I shouldn't have done.
Any resemblance between the two? Well, there's an interesting story behind this story, or these stories. And the story is this, that it's the same story as passed on through 13 teenagers. And here's the whole process exactly as it happened.
After putting on my blue and gray spotted tie, I took my black bicycle downstairs and hopped on it and rode two blocks down to the 86th Street crosstown and then rode across the transverse where I almost was run over by a bus, an 18 crosstown bus. And then I got to school and I went off the elevator. I shouldn't have done.
And I got up this morning to put on my blue and gray polka dot tie, went downstairs and jumped on my bike and went two blocks down to 86th Street crosstown. I swear I was almost hit by a 18 crosstown bus. And then I got to school and took the elevator upstairs, which I shouldn't have done.
I got up this morning and I put on my blue and white polka dotted shirt and my blue and white polka dotted tie and I went downstairs and I got on my bicycle and I rode down to 86th Street and I went into my school and I went upstairs and I took the elevator, which I shouldn't have.
I woke up this morning and I put on my blue and white polka dotted shirt and my blue and white polka dotted tie. And I went downstairs and I ate my breakfast. And I went out and got my bicycle and bicycled up to 86th Street. And I went into the school and took the elevator when I shouldn't have.
I woke up at 6:30 this morning. I put on my white and blue polka dotted shirt and my white and blue polka dotted tie. And I had breakfast. And I got my bicycle. And I went uptown to 86th Street. And I went to school and I took the elevator when I shouldn't have.
I woke up at 6:30 this morning. And I put on my white and blue polka dotted shirt and my white and blue polka dotted tie. And I had my breakfast. And then I got my bicycle and I went to school and I went up to 86th Street. Then I went to school, and I took the elevator when I shouldn't have.
I woke up this morning about 6:30, and I put on my polka dot tie and my polka dot shirt. And I had breakfast, and I got my bicycle, and I went to school and at 86th Street. And I took the elevator upstairs, and I shouldn't have.
I got up at 6:30, and I put on my polka dotted tie and my polka dotted shirt, and then I ate breakfast, then I got my bike and I rode to school on 86th Street, and then I went to school and I shouldn't have.
I got up at 8:30 and I got my breakfast and I put on my polka dotted tie and my polka dotted shirt, and then I got on my bike and I went to school on 89th Street and when I shouldn't have.
I got up early this morning and I got out of bed and I put on my polka dotted tie and my
shirt and jacket. And I had breakfast, and I rode my bike to school on 89th Street, where I shouldn't have.
I got up early this morning, and I put on my shirt, and I put on my polka dotted tie and my jacket, and I went in, and I had breakfast. And then I went to school, and I rode my bike down 89th Street, where I shouldn't have.
I got up early this morning, and I put on my tie, polka dotted tie, and my shirt, and my jacket, and had breakfast, and rode my bike down 89th Street, where I shouldn't have.
I got up early this morning, put on my polka dotted tie and jacket, had breakfast, rode to Dalton.
Well, that's how stories, rumors, folklore, or history can be passed on. It's something to think about. See you soon. Have you ever heard railroad train wheels rolling along the rails, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, and thought how musical they sound, and that a musician could play beautiful music to the rhythm of these wheels? Well, recently I had the privilege of being able to take our country's top jazz clarinetist out into real-life situations and have him improvise against the sounds in these situations. The clarinetist is Mr. Jimmy Giuffre, and here is Mr. Giuffre playing against the rhythm of dripping water in the kitchen sink. A comment from Mr. Giuffre tells how he feels playing in this manner.
Well, it was a natural thrill to play music into natural sounds. The sounds of the city they have a thrill to them, an excitement that is very different from playing in a concert hall or a nightclub and just playing music to combine with the sounds around you is a very unusual experience.
Have you ever shouted from a hilltop and heard your echo? Or have you ever traveled through a tunnel and blown your automobile horn as you drove? The effects of different acoustics are interesting. Well, I wanted to record Mr. Giuffre in situations that would affect the sound of his clarinet in an unusual manner. Here, Mr. Giuffre walks the length of a large marble-lined hall, and as he walks, he plays his clarinet. Mr. Giuffre's comment about this experience.
Well, that felt the best because my own particular physical needs when I play have always leaned towards deep resonance, halls that had a lot of echo to them. And I play much better under those conditions, I have a difficult time in what you'd call a dry acoustics, outside or in a flat place that's well padded. I like to hear the sound come back to me. So that was really a thrill in that enormous hall.
I'd like to end our adventures in sound with our experiment's most beautiful product. Here, in a huge mid-Manhattan office skyscraper lobby, Mr. Giuffre plays against the sound of footsteps.
You just listened to three short pieces by American radio artist Tony Schwartz. The pieces in order were Favorite Sounds, How We Remember, and The Music in Marble Halls, with its famous duet for clarinet and high heels. For more information about Tony Schwartz, and links to many more pieces by him, and to learn more about other wonderful radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.